Like a lot of teenage boys, Chance Hawkins is spending the summer watching his favorite TV shows, playing video games, and hanging out with family. Twice a week, he spends time at a pediatric center for kids in his hometown of Fort Worth. Chance can't move his body much and gets around in a wheelchair. Physical therapist Nathan Morgan helps him stretch. It's not all business, though. On this afternoon, they talk about what Chance likes to read.
It has to be a good comic book.
What's a good one? Morgan asks.
In the beginning, George and Harold created the greatest superhero in the world, Captain Underpants.
He's like a big chubby dude with underwear on and a super cape, like a cape.
In the popular kids series, Captain Underpants is a superhero who empowers a pair of fourth graders. It's no wonder that appeals to Chance. Duchenne muscular dystrophy affects 1 in 3,600 boys and is caused by a defective gene. Many patients are unable to walk by age 12. In spite of all that, Chance stays positive.
Chance is always fun. He's always a good person to talk to. I always feel like I'm just kind of hanging out with one of my friends pretty much when I'm with Chance.
Morgan, his physical therapist, doesn't see many patients like him.
It's always enlightening to hear what he has to say and the way he outlooks life and his sense of humor and positivity towards things. I know some things could get rough, but he handles everything really well and mature.
And lately, he's had a lot to handle. Chance is determined to graduate from high school, but he failed the STAR test at Dunbar Middle School, and next semester is up in the air. His mom, Clarice Boyd, wants to get him into a small school.
He needs so much attention and help, and he's not gonna say, help me, you know, whatever, because he's so independent.
So what's Chance looking for?
It'll be like kids that need help. Don't have to be in a big class where they feel scared to ask for help. And I'll make it, like, fun, because, like, you just, like, a school just for you, and you don't got to worry about nobody laughing.
Chance is part of a big family. His 9-year-old brother also has the disease. The two go to physical therapy together. Their mom wishes they could go to school together.
And that's hard, because each year it gets harder, you know. Whereas when they were just starting with the disease, it was okay, but now things are progressing, so I'm trying to get them in a place where they can be as comfortable as possible and still get an education at the same time.
Boyd's been taking care of people her whole life. She helped raise two brothers who died from the same disease. Now she teaches her kids to accept what they can't change.
You know, God give us certain things in life that either we deal or we fold. You know, it's all based on how you take it and you live with it and how you make the best of it.
Back home, Chance's older brother, who doesn't have the disease, helps him out of the van and into his motorized wheelchair. Chance will spend the afternoon watching one of his shows like Bernie Mac or playing Madden, not thinking much about the road ahead. Stella Chavez, KERA News.